And he rose from that grave and walked among the apostles for 40 days in his resurrected, glorified self, and appeared to them at many different times and shared with them revelations and truths from his word and told them who he was, that they understood when he said, I am, before Abraham, I am. That he was Emmanuel, El, the name of God, Emmanuel among us, God Yahweh among us, Yeshua. The word of God said his hair, his head and his hairs were white like wool and white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice is the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp 2-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And this is John, his beloved apostle, who traveled with him and who was closest with him. Yet when he saw Yeshua Messiah in his glory in heaven, fell before him as if dead. And he said, fear not. I am the first and I am the last. I am the Aleph and I am the Tav. In Greek it's Alpha and Omega. In Hebrew it's Aleph and Tav. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore and have the keys of hell and death. Amen. Let's give him glory, amen. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been in your life, and I'm a living testimony to this, amen. Your story may not be as rough as mine in some areas, and it may be worse in others, amen. But no matter where, no matter what, amen. It's that name, it's that revelation of Jesus that John had when he saw him in that vision, saw that he was the Most High, amen. Understood from this word that he's creator. He spoke it into existence, robed himself in flesh, and came here to accomplish what we couldn't do for ourselves, so that by our surrendering of our will back to him, that he could change us. And we could be free. Amen. Let's give him glory. That we could be free. And if God allows, tonight we'll be talking about his return. Amen. We were going to share a little bit about that last Sunday night, but God had other plans, and we always yield to what God has in mind. Amen. If we have to do it as a separate recording sometime, we'll do that and make it available. But there are a lot of things going on, amen, in these last days. And the time of his return is drawing closer, amen. Whatever your points of view on the last days are, it's just a matter of each day's clicking away. It's getting closer one way or another. But I just wanted to share a little thought this morning. And I talked on this before. But in these last days, just like these days when God poured out his Spirit on the first century church, just like then, now. God didn't say, I'm going to equip my apostles in my early church with everything they need to go forward and heal the sick and raise the dead and preach the truth so that people could be delivered. But when it gets a little later in time, I'm going to weaken it down and make it less, and so that as it gets closer to the end times, they won't have as much as y'all did in the beginning. No, God said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. The first century church on that feast of Pentecost was a tongue-talking, Holy Ghost in fire, baptized, full of the Spirit, full of anointing and power. needed set-apart church that went forward in holiness, in righteousness, and boldness. Amen? How many know holiness is not a set of rules, it's a set of things you've been set free from? It's not a uniform or a denomination you belong to. It's something that God gives you because you don't have it on your own. It's a byproduct of the new birth. But like the things God gives us, it's ours to uphold and maintain. You may give a child a new bicycle, but if they run it into the ditch and leave it out in the rain and tear it up, they've torn it up. The revelation of who Jesus is and what he did and what he's getting ready to do is what's going to change people's lives. Amen. I know so many people, and I was one who had so conveniently put Jesus completely out of my life and had my own picture of God and what was going to happen. And even if you've been raised in church, there's such a temptation to be like the Pharisees, well-meaning but still getting your own ideas and your own understanding in the way. And that's why God wants us to have the fullness of the gospel and the indwelling of the Holy Ghost so that we can have our minds on him and be led by the Spirit, because there's so much getting ready to happen. Amen. Denominations are getting ready to be shaken to the ground. Denominations are getting ready, in one sense, to go to war with each other. But the revelation of Jesus and the rising up of the truth is going to be a revival fire that burns and nothing can put it out. Amen? Let's give him glory. Because I know where I was and what I've been through, and I know who set me free and who he is. And through that revelation that I have the privilege of having, amen, that you get through the fullness of the new birth, amen. You cannot convince me of anything else, for I am persuaded, amen. There ain't nothing in this world can separate us from God, amen. We're going forward in his name. And like we preached a little bit Wednesday night, a big part of this thing is just don't quit. How many know somebody that quit along the way? You know what they want to do? They want to get you to quit. Well, we have an adversary that's the biggest quitter, failure, weakening, had the best position anybody could desire. It wasn't good enough. Turned on God and is now filled with more hatred and more animosity than any human being ever could be. Amen. And his one desire, his one purpose is to get you to quit. Get your mind off God and get you to quit. But like Sister Veronica was sharing, amen. People say, why y'all act like that? Why y'all praise that way? Y'all are crazy. Well, let's compare it in the natural. People spend 7 or 8 hours, a couple $100 on snacks, thousands on their big screen TV so they can worship at the altar of football. Jump up and down, throw stuff, hug each other, run around the room, go to church, and do this. Ain't moving a muscle. Not everybody, but. Amen. But But when God poured out his spirit on that church when it was born on that day, they came spilling out of that room like drunk people, rolling all over the floor, dancing and shouting, full of the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's not just natural excitement. It's supernatural revelation. Amen. It's a supernatural transformation. Amen. You've been changed from a carnal person into a supernatural being. Amen. Into a child of the Most High God. And the enemy don't want you to have that revelation, because when you know who he is and know who he is in you, you know what you can do in his name. Give him glory in the house. You can have a car broke, this don't work, don't feel good, but you got a hand you can lift up and praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because that anointing of God, that power that created everything, can start washing through you now and give you a little bit of picture, like she's looking at heaven right now. I tell you, she is not worried about anything down here. And that's where God designed us. That's how he designed us to be. Was in that place of relationship with him, where that's what's not on our mind, not this. Amen. And the enemy in the world's just always trying to draw us down into this. That's why the word of God says, whatever we do, do it as if unto him. And in his name. Let's give him glory in the house. No, I mean, let's give him glory. Let's really think about who he is. You think about who he is and get that revelation, you'll shout like you've never shouted before. Boy, it's going to be noisy around the throne. Amen. And then it's just going to get quiet. And we'll just lay down before him as if dead. And then get up and praise him all over again. Let's give him glory.